Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled Life and Land.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." The word of the Lord. Notice the two L words, life and land. Land. The land provides the nourishment for the seed that produces and becomes new life. When we make the right choice for life, we are like those of old, those in Deuteronomy who were challenged to consider the better options in preparing to enter the land of their future. And we too, in doing so, rather than going astray and serving other gods, we choose life. Our passage here refers to a long life, and that may include life in all that it can offer. Babies, grandchildren, generations to come, neighbors, friends in the community, health, mental clarity and spiritual enrichment, gainful employment, income enough for the family and for sharing, strength for difficulties. But when we make the wrong choices, we set ourselves up for failure. So today we are called to choose life. We will also reap the benefits of land, the land you are entering to occupy. What is the land we are entering to occupy? What do we hear from the land? The land calls, and shall we respond? Shall we enter as our Lord calls us to do? Land means everything. It is a gift and a blessing. And we might also interpret land as gift and space, privacy, pride of ownership, waters for health and hygiene, irrigation, crops of all kinds, food for the animals, nutrition for our families, fishing, sport, play, beauty, and delight in creation. When disobedience, war, or natural disasters leave land in devastation and ruin, the sorrow is immense. Hearts are broken. What has happened? What now? We continue to reflect on the benefits of right choices. More blessing, all kinds of rewards, unexpected gifts, gentleness of heart, a claim to boundless goodness, and more and more. The most blessed would be the graces that come with right choices, those graces offering strength to make more right choices. Thus, as Moses told the people, Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live. So what options are before us this day? What choices are those of life? Why not make the best choices as often as we are able? For as it says in Deuteronomy, if, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life. But again, choose life then, that you and your descendants may live.